Hi, my name is Mirek Bodan, CFO of ING Bank Śląski.
Pleased to meet you.
Just maybe short summary of our figures. Are you familiar?
Well, I looked at the presentation, yeah, but we can
So you maybe prefer
definitely.
to go to the Q&A or just go through the presentation? Shortly summary of the result, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go for the presentation first and after that.
Okay, starting from the page number four, that's the summary of our main strategic targets. The first one is new clients and the volumes. We have achieved 3 million of clients. That's increased almost 100,000 year-on-year. Amount of the funds entrusted increased to the level of the 38.2 billion Polish złoty, it's a growth of 1.2 billion year-on-year. 25,500 of the corporate clients, 2.7 acquired during this year, I mean the first quarter. 34 billion of the loans, that's the plus 6 billion year-on-year, that's 22% growth. 13 billion of the retail loans, 2.8 billion złoty growth. Just, you know, basically you can read it, you know, yourself. Maybe there's some more important is to go to the slide number five, where you can see the volumes. I may say that in comparison to the market, our lending book is growing more or less twice faster. Split, let's say, into the two parts. The retail part of the lending book is growing by something like two times faster than market, because we grow 28% and the market 13%. And the growth of the corporate book is, in our case, 18%, and the market grew only 6%. Yeah? So we are growing three times faster on the corporate and two times faster on retail. On the deposit side, we are flat volume-wise, and it's slightly behind the market, because market grow by something like total 10%, and we grow only like 2%. And that's more or less similar situation for the retail and for the corporate part. For the mutual funds, our growth is comparable to the market. Slide number six is efficiency ratio. I think the most important is our cost income, but because of the improvement of the revenue and moderate growth of cost, our cost income dropped to the 55.7%. That's the right-hand side of the bottom of the page. Slide number seven, that's the summary of our revenue. I think the most important is the revenue grow by the 11%, cost by the 5%, and as a result of this, the profit before tax grow by the 22% and net profit 20%. Of course, the result was that our cost income, as I said, dropped from the 59 to the 55.7. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slide number eight, market shares. When you look into the retail banking, the situation is that on the deposit side, our volumes are stable, but as I said, the market is growing, so our market share slightly dropping this year. On the retail lending, we're growing faster than the market, and although, as I said, it's fast growth, still our market share is relatively small, under the 3%, it's 2.79%.
And it is due to mortgages, or what is it? I think that it was predominantly mortgages, right?
Yes, coming back to the, or we will go to this, but coming back to the slide number
five. Oh, okay, I'll wait for, yeah. Okay.
So just slightly about the corporate, if you look on the corporate, on the deposit side, the situation is that our deposits are shrinking in the first quarter. On the market, we had some one-off operation of the purchase of the BZWBK bank by the Santander.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're familiar, so something like 16 billion złoty landed on some, you know, deposit account in banking sector, increasing this amount. We have just tried to adjust the figure, as in reality, excluding one-off, the market is dropping in the first quarter. On the corporate lending, we are growing and the market is growing. We managed to maintain our market share more or less on the level as it was during last two quarters. Retail banking, I think we can go straightly to the slide number 12. That's the information about our client book. We have exceeded 3 million of clients and the 32,000 growth quarter on quarter. That includes some resegmentation. In the first quarter, we shift 12,000 small business clients from retail to the mid-corp segment. it is just, you know, to tailor better the services to their needs. Slide number 13. Our funds entrusted, I mean the deposit plus the mutual funds. You see that the quarter on quarter there's a slight drop, but that includes some this resegmentation. Again, the impact is about the 1 billion zloty, so in reality, our lending comparable portfolio should be slightly higher than it was in the fourth quarter. 14, that's information about current accounts. As you can see, that the direct accounts contributes more and more into the number of accounts in total, and the growth is basically on this direct account side. On the saving accounts, it's very stable growth of the number of accounts. Investment funds growth year on year comparable, as I said, with the market. Then we have slide 17, that's the structure of a retail lending portfolio. And you see here that the main source of growth is our mortgage book in Polish zloty that grow more than 50% year on year. Yeah, so from the almost 5 billion in the first quarter 2010, exactly 4928, we grew to the 7.5 billion in the first quarter of 2011. Yeah, so that's 50% growth. This orange part is our mortgage book in currency, but that's historical in heritage, and we do not sell it anymore. The fluctuation is because of the change of the interest rate. And basically another point, the growth of the cash loan is rather year on year, because during the year this remains stable. So basically we have the one source of growth in the mortgage in the retail portfolio, that's the mortgages plus some growth on the cash loan. If you look slide number 18, that's the mortgage lending book on the market. So as you can see, the sell on the market is predominantly in Polish zloty, almost 80%, and our share in the new sell is on the level of 9.5%. Of course, for the Polish zloty.
Yep.
In the total, our share is on the level of the 7.5%, and of course our total, as you saw it on the market share, our total market share for the lending is on the level 2.7%. That's quite low because, you know, we've been just very advanced with the savings product, but we've been not very much with the mortgages, with the retail lending, so right now we are chasing the market just to improve our position. Slide 19, that's information about the distribution network. I think the most interesting is that we are developing still this self-banking concept with the increasing number of the self-service zone and the CDMs, I mean cashing machines that you can pay money in on the automatic way yourself. Electronic banking, increase of the stickless card. Yeah? So we are exchanging for our card into the new model right now. That will be, as I said, I don't know whether it's correct English word, stickless, yeah? You do not have, you know, to put the card into something.
Contactless.
Contactless, yeah? That's the more correct word?
Mm-hmm.
PayPass, PayWave.
Slide 21, that's the print screen of our ING Bank online system. That's quite, it's a new release. Start this quarter, I mean the first quarter this year. Just, you know, more friendly for the clients and more, you know, intuitive. Corporate banking, slide maybe number 23, that's information about the volumes. You see that the growth of the deposit is mainly on the small and medium clients. On the big clients, the deposits are shrinking. The same or other situation is looking to the current accounts. Slide number 24, that's the lending. Here we see the growth on both sides. The growth on the mid-sized, mid-core companies is mainly because of the municipalities. And of course, let's say that the mainly the growth was in the last year, but we see some growth still in this year. ING Direct Business Credit, that's basically some part of our internet application for the corporate, that you can apply for the lending over the internet without necessity to go to the branch and to file the paper-based documentation. Asset-based lending, slide number 26, you see that we see some first sign of the improvement on the economy because the lending and the leasing and factoring is growing. The reason, or basically the situation is that probably that may means for the economy we see some first sign of the growth, because usually the leasing and commercial finance, I mean the factoring, that's basically products that are first affected in the situation of crisis, but they are first recovering in the recovery period.
Mm-hmm.
Some information, our position on the investment banking and the debt issue. The main transaction we did, I think that was quite a good result for our brokerage house, that they served the IPO of the bank based in Slovenia. And it's Nova KMB, you can see it in the middle, and on the Kernel company, that's the company from Ukraine, so we are helping our stock of exchange to be more regional stock of exchange, not only Poland-oriented. Then we have financial part, slide number 29, that's the repetition more or less of the figures. Yeah, once more, the revenue is growing 11, cost 5%. Slide number 3, that's the main sources of our growth. And still, as we have communicated, the main source of growth is interest income. The interest income is growing from quarter to quarter. The fees and commission are, let's say, stable between the quarters. The main reason is that we have some positives, like the growth of the lending fees on lending, on the card transaction, on the brokerage fee, etc., but we see the dropping fees on the current account, as I said, because of the growing share of this direct account that is no-fee account. Looking slide number 21 into the source of our revenue per different business line, you see that we are in the first quarter this year, the bigger part of revenue is coming from the retail part, while in past that was other way around. I mean, the corporate contributed more in the first quarter. The lower revenue in the first quarter is mainly because of the lower trading revenue contributed into large extent the figures into the first quarter. Cost, I think the slide number 32, the most comparable is the comparison year on year. So we keep our general expenses flat. At the same time, the expenses are growing because of the salary increase and higher bonds we consume. Slide number 33, risk.
Okay, I'll last questions after that, okay.
About the cost or risk cost?
Hello?
You want to ask a question about the cost or risk cost?
I know about those other expenses. What would they comprise of in Q1?
Hello?
Other expenses. Okay.
But other expenses, and what the question is?
Yeah, what was behind them?
Among administrative expenses, yes?
That's all the non-personal related expenses.
Like so, IT, marketing...
Everything. We have HR cost, yeah, and the non-HR, yes? And non-HR we treat as some administrative expenses.
Okay.
Yeah, so just we are looking is from this perspective that the HR part is growing because the average salary in Poland is growing. But mm-hmm. All other costs, we try to minimize them to keep flat.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Slide 33, that's information about the risk cost. I think interesting is on the right-hand side segment, the retail banking segment. You see that this risk cost growth in the first quarter, that's mainly on the because of the one-off adjustment of our risk model on the retail side. Mainly on the consumer consumer lending, and this level of one-off is about the 10 million zloty. So basically, the comparable amount of the cost should be 23 million zloty in the first quarter. Yeah. Slide number 34. That's information about the NPL share in our portfolio, total and per segment, in comparison to the market. As you may see on this. Top on the page, left-hand side, total bank has 4.8% NPL ratio, while on the market it's 7.8%. On the corporate is 6.3 to 8.2, and on the retail is 2.6 to 7.4. So we are rather more prudent than the rest of the market. Slide number 35, that's the structure of our balance sheet. The lending, still you see that the corporate lending is more than 18 billion zlotys, so it's far higher than retail lending. However, the retail lending is growing faster. The next slide, you see that on the deposit side, the situation is other way around. I mean, the majority of our deposit book are this retail deposits, yes, 30 billion over, and the 15.5 are the deposit on the corporate. Slide 37, some information about our basic ratios. I think here you have as well the interest margin to the total volume. That's information that's split into this cumulative and the quarterly margin, and you can see that this quarterly margin is not growing anymore. So it means that, you know, the margins are right now on the high level, and if, of course, the competition will be tougher, the margin in the future probably will grow. They will drop, sorry.
What was the yield on loans and the cost of deposits behind those margins?
That's the in this slide, that's the calculation of the quarterly and cumulative margin. This orange one is the cumulative, and this gray one is the quarterly margin. Yeah?
And this is net interest
result. That's the net interest.
But what is behind it? I mean, when looking at the yields, the loan yields and the cost of deposits, was there any trend that you have seen recently?
The deposit margin and loans margin was quite stable from quarter to quarter.
I think that's what this is showing. Quarterly margin is almost. Hello?
Hello? The connection is very bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. Basically, on this slide, you see that our quarterly margin is almost comparable with the cumulative. So it means hello? Okay, now it's improved. So this, you know, the purpose of the quarterly margin, you know, in the quarter versus cumulative, yes? So you see that if the quarterly margin was higher in the quarters, then this cumulative margin follows, yes? So if our, let's say, margin in quarter was higher, the new sell was higher, it means for everybody, for us, that the cumulative margin will be higher. Yeah? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hello?
No.
It's okay.
So just once more. This slide shows that, you know, the margin in the month, yeah, let's say for us, kind of the new margin, new production margin, lower or higher. In this case, that was higher in the past. So that was indication that the interest margin in the next quarter will grow, this cumulative one, yes?
Okay.
Now you can see that the margin in the new production and cumulative is almost equal. It means that in the next quarters it will be rather stable, yeah? So we do not expect some significant growth of this margin.
Okay.
And last slide, 38, that's the information about our solvency ratio and the loan-to-deposit. It's still very sound ratio, almost 50%, 12.7, and the loan-to-deposit ratio is on the level of 70%, so we have improved it by the 10 percentage point. Still there is a space for growth, yeah?
Sure.
I think that's in a nutshell, let's say, our bank in the first quarter.
So, if you have further questions,
maybe some issues from your side.
Yes, actually, I wanted to ask you for several kind of general questions on the market and trends in the market that you're seeing, especially on the corporate lending side. You had a growth of 4%, I think, quarter over quarter. And can you elaborate a little bit more on it? What are you seeing right now? What do you expect in the next quarters?
Oh, that's, you know, the good question, because basically that's the question that everybody asks. Everybody expect this growth of the market, because we have grown in the first quarter by 4%, but market, I think, if I remember, grew something like 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 second.
In retail?
No, in the corporate market grew 2% quarter on quarter. Yeah?
Yes, and was flat for retail.
But of course, you know, the partially this growth is because of the municipality segment. As I said on the beginning, the open question is what can happen or what will happen in the following quarters. Basically, we are right now in the second quarter and there is not much of growth still. But we have some, as I said, first sign of the improvement, especially on this asset-based lending, factoring and leasing. Yes, because that's the products that are usually first affected in case of the crisis, but are first in the recovery stage. Yeah? So we see
mm-hmm.
that in our presentation on one of the slides. Somewhere, slide number 26, you see that there was a...
Which slide? 26 slide.
You see the nice growth of the leasing and the factoring,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
It may be the first sign of the recovery of the economy. But when the lending will follow, it's hard, you know, to say right now.
Okay.
We can say that in corporate we observe some demand for lending, especially short-term lending, but we don't see the signs for the demand of investment.
Some more, investment. Okay. And the other question actually was on that I had was on deposits, because there was kind of a drop on the corporate deposit side.
Yep.
So I was wondering what was behind it and whether you see some trend and what do you expect in the next quarter is on that side as well.
Yeah, but you may split us because that I understand the slide in our presentation, where it was, number 23. So basically you see that this drop is mainly...
Right, 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you see that the drop is on the big corporate side. So that's the situation we observe, that the big corporations, they do not take any lending. They are very reluctant to take a lending, and they are using their own funds, you know, to finance some investment, if any, yeah, into large majority they are using the money just, you know, to pay out the dividend or whatever, yeah. So they have some, you know, outstanding money, but they are just trying to consume it, yeah. So I would say that this tendency probably will continue until the moment when they will decide to go more for the lending. On this mid-corp side, the situation is better because we are growing our number of clients. The big strategic clients, the number of clients is limited, yeah, so you cannot, you know, acquire new 1,000 clients because totally we have 600 of this big corporate. On this mid-size, mid-corp companies, the situation is better because we have acquired something like 3,000 of clients within the year. So the volumes are improving, but still I think the situation is that they are not using too much of lending. The question is when they will, you know, change their policy and start to invest a bit more. Yeah, but main source for me or main reason for me is the using own funds for the financing of the big client's activity without taking lending right now.
Mm-hmm. I see. And on cost of deposits, do you see any particular pressures or...
On the corporate really. Deposit?
Yeah, and the other deposits as well.
Let's split it into two parts, on the corporate and on the retail. On the corporate, I think Everybody's focused on the number of current accounts, and that's what we are doing on this mid-size, mid-corp segment, yes? And with these big clients, you see always some big volatility, especially on the term deposits. And if you will offer some several, you know, basic points, better price, you can acquire a lot of the volumes. Yeah? But that's what we are. We have, you know, loan to deposit 70%, so we are not very much interested into this. If it's profitable, we are doing. On the retail side, there are two parts. The first, savings, are positive margin in the first quarter. And the second part are this term deposits that are still negative, that's improved in the first quarter because, you know, in Poland, the interest rate has been increased by the, right now it's 50 basic points altogether, but market didn't react. So the situation with the margin on the retail deposit has improved. Yeah, so I would say that there is still not much of the competition for the deposit, so we are not, like in the past, in the situation of deposit war anymore.
Okay. Let me think whether I had anything else to add to this, but it was really very interesting, and thanks a lot for the time. Given that I was the only participant in the call. Thank you very much for taking the time to walk me through the presentation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.